So the holiday season is officially upon us. And what does that look like being a mom? When you have other people to buy gifts for and you kind of think you're supposed to do everything, and especially if you're postpartum. I had a December baby. We're going to talk about how the holidays often end up being an opportunity for us to perpetuate patterns of self-neglect, and how maybe this Christmas season, this holiday season, you could actually not do that. Let's talk about it.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston.
Hello and welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast. I'm Lizzie, if you've never heard of me, met me, and welcome back to all of you moms who listen to this often. This podcast is getting around 5,000 downloads every month. It's incredible and I'm so grateful. So the holiday season is in full swing and I had a baby December 14th back in 2015. So I had the gift of having a really slow, simple, gentle Christmas because I gave that to myself. But whether you're postpartum or not right now, I do remember feeling a lot of pressure to involve myself in all of the festivities. And if your mental health or whatever you want to call it, your nervous system regulation, your general demeanor, however it's feeling, if you're just not in your best self lately and you've been deeply, deeply craving a reset, I want you to know that you do not have to wait for the holidays to be over to do the whole January thing and reset in January. Don't drag it out. I've seen too many of us, including myself at certain times, too many of us moms, putting ourselves last, especially around the holidays. And what if you could make real magic and you could really, truly build your love for yourself and your confidence in yourself by doing what you desire to do and putting yourself first and doing what you've said that you'll do to yourself, which is get the help that you're looking for and the help that you need, or whatever it is that you've told yourself you'll do. I was doing a full moon ritual just last night. So this morning, so Monday morning, November 27th. So this morning at like 1 something a.m., there was a full moon. And so last night I attended a full moon ritual with a mentor that I love to work with for those. And she asked us to tap into the collective at one point in the ritual and asked us, what is the collective saying to you? And it was like a journal prompt. We were supposed to have a quiet moment and really, really deeply tune in to what we were hearing as we tuned into the collective. And I don't mean like hearing actual things in my ears. This, all of it was very magical, mystical, like third eye, you know, spiritual. But when I tuned into the collective, I felt a few things and I really felt you guys. I really, really felt deeply the postpartum women that I have a stewardship over currently, and also all of those who I am energetically connected to, those of you who want to work with me, who are listening to my stuff, who have thought about booking a free consultation, or those of you who are hearing this episode a year or 2 years from now, who will eventually come work with me. I felt you guys when I was tapping into the collective last night. I felt the pain. I felt the stuckness that you feel when you get so stuck in your head and how trapped you feel in a mind and a body that are just not feeling like your own. They're just kind of nuts and really dysregulated. I hear you and I can help you. I distinctly felt, I hope this isn't weird, but I felt like there were two of you that need to book consultations, that are really, really just sitting right there on the edge, hovering over this decision. And I want to tell you that I take it so seriously. And I want to ask you to stop putting it off and actually get on the phone with me. The consultations are free until January. But I just felt deeply like I wanted to get on here and connect with you guys and let you know that I'm here. I am available. I have a couple of coaching spots open. And I want to match what you're desiring. I want to hear on a consultation, what we do is we talk about what you desire. Yes, we talk about how you've been feeling broken. We talk about your pain points, your fears, your worries, and your concerns. And then we also talk about what are the three emotions that you want to fill your life. Obviously, everybody has ups and downs. But in 3 months or in 6 months from now, after we've done coaching together, who do you want to be and how do you want your life to feel? I believe if the desire for that feeling and for those feelings, if it's in you, it's because it's for you. So your desires are not just like when we grow up, we're always taught like, oh, that's such a silly dream or, oh, sure. Yeah, one day. But like your desires are holy and sacred. They are your connectors to your highest potential and your highest self. If you desire healing, if you desire to dig into your trauma and unburden yourself and become a different person by doing so and become extremely aligned with your highest self and be a more spiritual, a more grounded, a more present mother and person, then that is your destiny. And I know that sounds sappy, but I don't care. That is your destiny. That is the legacy that you were born and meant to have. Your desires are in you for more than just a happy birthday or Christmas present. Like your desires are you in the future. And my job as a life coach is to not only let you know that, but when we get on a consultation, is to help you really, really feel that. Like feel the possibility as if it was right there. Like it was like tomorrow. It was going to be, you're going to wake up tomorrow and you're going to feel that. Obviously that's not how it works, but I want it to feel that vivid for you. So go ahead and go to lizzielangston.com/consult. The link is always in the show notes. I mean, 98% of the time, sometimes I might be a human and forget to put it there, but lizzielangston.com/consult. If you are ready, go ahead and do that. Book it. It's 45 minutes. Me and you love it. If you're still kind of inching your way along getting to know me, go to lizzielangston.com, the homepage, and grab one of the free amazing resources that I have for the purpose of, number one, getting you some momentum in your healing, and number two, letting you get to know me, yeah, and answering some of the most basic questions. I'm so pumped, you guys. I have more stuff that I've been working really hard behind the scenes to get ready for you. I have a $27 course that's all about, it's called Mom's Emotional Toolkit. And I'm so pumped for it because it's designed literally for moms who have little bits of cracks of time in between the day and pretty low brain power and energy because you're either sleep deprived or whatever. Maybe your toddler's teething, maybe you have a newborn. I feel like for some reason or another, we're a little under the weather or sleep deprived. So I have stuff coming down the pipeline for you. You don't want to miss it. So get on my email list at lizzielangston.com. Also, starting in January, consultations will be $97 to compensate me for the time simply because hashtag inflation. And as a self-employed person, that's how I give myself a raise. And also, I wanted you to know that if you do end up hiring me, then the consult does end up being free because that $97 goes towards your coaching package that you purchase. So it's a win-win. And then finally, in January, group coaching is happening. So I'm going to start a group coaching program. And the first early bird and founding members pricing. The very first people to come in will lock in a lower price. And that will be in the first couple weeks of January. You'll be hearing from me about that. I'm so excited about it. But listen, there are a couple of you that I can feel you, that you're coming in. You're ready. I want you to know you're ready. I know you're doubting it. I know you might feel overwhelmed at how much you want to change. Everybody feels that way. What's different about everybody and you is you're going to take that first step. You're going to get out of the paralyzed, overwhelmed freeze response, and you're just going to do it. You're going to book the consultation, and then you're going to have like a range of excitement and kind of fear, because you know that our coaching will change your life and the trajectory of what you're doing in your life and your motherhood. But you also know on a deep level, just like I did when I first found coaching, that I don't want to settle for less. I am so done. Aren't we all so done with the surface level life? The same patterns on repeat. The same Christmases with the same meaningless presents. Don't you want to dig in to making a real change? Treat your life like it was a garden. Pull the roots. Pull the weeds. That's what I mean. Well, yeah, roots, but pull the weeds. The roots of the weeds. Pull weeds with me. Let's get in there, girlfriend. Let's pull weeds. And I will meet you where you are. Okay? That is what I will tell you. You don't have to like hurry up and do it right or become somebody different right away. I promise you, I can handle all that you've got. And it is okay to cry and keep your emotions on your sleeves. It's really common when people book consultations with me, because typically they're holding back a lot of their emotions and kind of trying to protect the people in their circle, because those people have their own hardships. And I do too, but I have support, and I'm literally, my job is to show up and hold you in your heaviness and let you be a mess. I love your messy. It's feminine. I love the feminine mess. I do. It's the breakdown to build you up. It's that goddess Kali. It's the destruction before the rebuild, better than before, stronger than before. Every time a woman ends like a cycle of her life by signing up for coaching, like you're starting a brand new chapter of your life, even though a lot of the things continue on, really foundational things start to change. And you always reorganize at a higher level. I want that for you. And sure, there are some of you guys who might need to wait till after the holidays because of finances, like legitimately. But there are others of you who, you know, you have the money to do both and like stop making excuses and just get on the consultation. You know, you can afford it. You know that it's calling you. So I just felt you. I felt you in my atmosphere. I hope it's not creepy, but I'm talking to you, girlfriend. Come book a consult, lizzielangston.com/consult. I will see you this week. Let's make it this week. Let's do it. And also, I'll see you right here on Thursday. This was just a bonus episode, baby.
Hey, Lizzie here. I've helped dozens of postpartum moms just like you to manage their postpartum anxiety and deconstruct their postpartum depression. It's really easy for me. So if you're ready to feel better, I know the way. Let's chat on the phone. Set up a time by going to lizzielangston.com/consult. It's pretty simple, and I will be calling you soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.